Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, we've got our first guests in though, haven't we, Maggie?
We certainly have. We have Susan and Tracy from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Got it now. This is a bit of a baptism of fire for you, isn't it, Susan?
It is.
Yes, you are.
Susan is the new Derek.
He's the new Derek. You're the new CEO of the Donkey Sanctuary.
I am, yes.
And you started yesterday, I believe.
I did. So day two in my role.
Day two, and you're now broadcasting live to thousands of people on the Isle of Wight. The Donkey Sanctuary, everybody knows where it is. It's in Wroxhall, Lower Whinstone Farm. What do you think of the place?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, and it's an absolute privilege to be leading such a great team at the Donkey Sanctuary and taking over from Derek and all the wonderful work that he and the team have done. So, yeah, it's a wonderful place, a very special place to be.
Mm. It is a special place, isn't it?
Now, you've got, you're continually fundraising, like most of these organisations, but you've got a specific project this year, haven't you?
We have. We've got a huge project that we want to raise funds for an equine clinic, and it will be the only clinic on the island. There's no equine clinic at the moment there. Mm-hmm. And for us, at the moment, when we have donkeys who are ill and need medical care, it's a case of getting them onto the ferry and getting them over onto the mainland. So having an equine clinic would be a huge bonus.
It would be, wouldn't it? Because you'd get treatment much sooner as well, can't you? Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. And once we've got it up and running and working for our donkeys, we'd like to widen that for equines on the island as well.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It does indeed. And I know you've got design for the building, because I've actually seen it. but whereabouts on the site is that going to go?
So that's going to go very close to where our barns are at the moment.
Oh,
so
right, yes.
Complement the area very nicely there.
Mm. Good. Good. So how much money do you need to raise?
We need to raise £500,000.
Oh, is that all?
How's that going, if I can ask?
We've had some very, very generous donations to date. We're just really cranking up our fundraising campaign now. So it's getting the word out, letting people know, you know, what we need to raise and asking for help from anybody who can. And, you know, we're going to launch a raise 500, so whether that's £500 or 500 pennies, to try and help us to add to that total.
Oh, that's excellent.
Brilliant idea,
yes. Now, what else is happening at the Donkey Sanctuary? We've got stuff coming up, no doubt.
We've got lots happening at the Donkey Sanctuary this year. We reintroduced our activities for children and adults alike in the half term. Those will continue again in the Easter holidays. Mm-hmm. So we have our Care for a Donkey Day, Care for a Shetland packages, donkey grooming. We just recently had Galentine's Day, which was a great success as opposed to Valentine's Day. And that went down really well.
Is that because of the donkey call?
We have our donkey called Galentine as part of the Eurostars herd, and of course Galentine is all about girls celebrating girl time for Valentine.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got that coming up. Mother's Day, as usual, we've got that. But what we're doing this year, which is something a little bit different, we're having what's called a woof trials. So because we are dog friendly, we wanted to do something a little bit different to encourage people to come in with our dogs. So it's pretty much like a one-day event for horses, but for dogs. So that's something new we're doing this year, which is going to be
really good fun.
Yeah, absolutely. As usual, we've got our Spring Open Day, which you guys have come along to for your outside broadcast. That's on the 30th of April. Father's Day. So just lots and lots of different things all planned throughout the year. And again, the activities going on all school holidays. So really, really busy. And hopefully people come and support us.
That's good.
Now, entry to the Donkey Sanctuary is free of charge.
It is,
and all these events are free of charge.
Most of them are.
So, I mean, in terms of value for money for a day out, come on.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can even get there by bus without too much trouble.
Do you have to pre-book for your donkey grooming?
All the activities are available on the website, so we ask people to book in the first instance on the website.
Yeah.
If they're not fully booked, then we do have drop-ins on the day, which is, again, really helpful, because not everybody is aware of what activities are on, so as long as it's not fully booked, people can just pop in during the day.
And is there a cost involved to groom? groom a donkey?
Donkey grooming is £6, mm-hmm. and the minimum age is for £5. And then our care for packages are for, and no maximum age, Kelvin. Minimum age for £5. And then our care for packages are £15.
All right.
And the feedback that we've had, it's been exceptional value for money. That's and good, really, really enjoyable.
No, that sounds brilliant, Brandy.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So all this stuff is available and can be found out about all on your website.
Yes.
Which is?
www.isleofwightdonkeysanctuary.org.
Okay. And Susan, you've been dropped in the middle of all of this, haven't you?
I have, yes.
So, and are you nervous at all about any of this, or you think, I can do this?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think we've got a great team. I think we've got great foundation from all the work that Derek's been doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Excellent.
It's like anything else, though. There's always something to learn, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, always.
Always.
So we'll just say that the coming on the April one, what was the date again for that one? The
30th of April.
30th of April. We'll be there with our outside broadcast unit. What else is going on there that day?
Oh, it's all top secret. I don't know if I can reveal all of it just yet.
Okay, well, we won't be right there, then.
No, there's going to be, hopefully, just waiting for people to confirm, but we... have got the pipe and the Scottish pipe and bands that are performing, and we've got some performers coming along, dog shows going ahead, so lots of different things happening.
That's
it's
good.
Just going to be a fun family day out.
Yeah, that's
and
what
as I say, it is free entry as well, so it's
we'll
great
be there broadcasting not between be bad, can 10 and 4 with a collection of dodgy looking presenters.
You still got your cafe going?
We do, yeah. We have the lovely Grazers Cafe, yeah. They'll be serving hot and cold food throughout the day.
Yeah.
And it's open all year round as well. Yes. The only day that we're actually closed as a sanctuary to the public is Christmas Day.
I think that's appalling.
And so, as I say, you've got plenty of free parking on site.
Absolutely,
yeah. I think for some of the events... get there early, otherwise sometimes the car park gets a bit full.
Yes, yeah, we have done park and ride services before, but we're not doing that for the open day this year because it goes throughout the day. So
if you can, it's the number 3 that goes past.
It is the number 3 bus, yeah,
so you can come by public transport or park somewhere else and come by public transport.
Absolutely, yeah.
No problem at all. So that's excellent stuff. Well, give us the website one more time, please.
www.iowdonkeysanctuary.org.
Lovely. Magic. Thank you very much. You want to say some more, Susan? Anything else you want to say?
Just thank you for the welcome and thank you for inviting us along.
No problem at all. We've,
always welcome.
I'll talk to you offline in a minute about the Donkey Sanctuary and what we're doing here for you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.